Latter-day Prophets Speak, The Sacred Role of Fathers, Gordon B. Hinckley. Be kind. Let us deal in kindness and with appreciation with those for whom the Lord will hold us accountable. I never get over the depth of meaning of the words President McKay often quoted. The most important thing a father can do for his children is to love their mother. See Richard Evans Quote Book, 1971, page 11. Reach out in love and kindness, Ensign, November 1982, page 77. Gordon B. Hinckley, 1910, 15th President of the Church. Howard W. Hunter. Express your love. We encourage you, brethren, to remember that priesthood is a righteous authority only. Earn the respect and confidence of your children through your loving relationship with them. A righteous father protects his children with his time and presence in their social, educational, and spiritual activities and responsibilities. Tender expressions of love and affection toward children are as much the responsibility of the father as the mother. Tell your children you love them. Being a Righteous Husband and Father, Ensign, November 1994, page 51. Howard W. Hunter, 1907 to 1995, 14th President of the Church. Ezra Taft Benson. Teach for understanding. Brethren, we are to teach the fundamental doctrines of the Church in such a way that our children may understand. Some fathers teach, but their children do not understand. This places responsibility on fathers to study and learn the gospel. With few exceptions, righteous sons and daughters who have attained eternal blessings are not just physically begotten by their fathers. They are spiritually regenerated by the examples and teachings of their fathers. Great fathers lead their children to Christ. Great things required of their fathers, Ensign, May 1981, page 36. Ezra Taft Benson, 1899 to 1994, 13th President of the Church. Harold B. Lee. Avoid anger. A father may have to discipline his child, but he should never do it in anger. He must show forth an increase of love thereafter, lest that one so reproved were to esteem him to be an enemy. Doctrine and Covenant, section 121, verse 43. The Lord forbid the feeling of a child that his father or mother is an enemy. The Teachings of Harold B. Lee, page 279. Harold B. Lee, 1899 to 1973, 11th President of the Church. David O. McKay. Put first things first. When one puts business or pleasure above his home, he that moment starts on the downgrade to soul weakness. When the club becomes more attractive to any man than his home, it is time for him to confess in bitter shame that he has failed to measure up to the supreme opportunity of his life and flunked in the final test of true manhood. No other success can compensate for failure in the home. The poorest shack in which love prevails over a united family is of greater value to God and future humanity than any other riches. In such a home, God can work miracles and will work miracles. Conference Report, April 1964, page 5. David O. McKay, 1873 to 1970, 9th President of the Church. End of the article. Latter-day Prophets Speak, The Sacred Role of Fathers.